That's right. We take a look at some of our favourite hidden gems amongst the streaming services. I'm joined in studio right now by two of our wonderful producers, Chris and Sam. Guys, good morning.
Morning, Jess.
Now, have you flipped a coin? Who's going first?
I think I am. We flipped a coin just before.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Chris in the hot seat. Now, what have you got for us this week, Chris?
Well, for this week, I've got an album by Sybil Bayer, and it's called Colour Green.
Okay.
And for this album, I'm going to take you back to Germany. Between 1970 and 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's when this album was recorded, but it lay undiscovered until its eventual release in January 2006.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's
so that's
insane.
Like almost more than three decades it lay undiscovered for.
Just because she didn't release it?
Yeah, well, like it was the only album recorded by Sybil, and she's a German singer-songwriter and actress. And it was recorded on reel-to-reel tape in her home in Germany between 1970 and 1973.
Whoa.
But after she recorded the album, she opted to move from Germany to America.
Oh, and chase the American dream.
Yeah, she was focusing on raising a family rather than music and acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess back then it was one or the other.
I guess, yeah, like unfortunately women didn't have that option so much.
Okay.
But yeah, the album got its release more than 30 years later thanks to her son, Robbie. And he kind of is in the music industry.
That's beautiful.
And came across his mum's recordings. Assembled them for family members just to sort of give away his presents and be like, hey, my mum's really talented.
Yeah.
And he also gave a copy to Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr. He's the singer and guitarist.
Well, there you go.
For Dinosaur Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jay Maskus got excited about it and passed it along to a record label called Orange Twin. And then...
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, they were pretty amazed and released it in 2006.
This is crazy.
Yeah. It's a really strange journey.
Has it got that 70s vibe?
It really does, yeah. It kind of sounds like a cross between Joni Mitchell and Leonard Cohen.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
like the songwriting.
I heard one.
The songwriting is that good, like it's on that level.
Oh my God.
It's like often that's kind of like a lazy comparison, but. Honestly, I think the songwriting's kind of on that level.
Do you have a favourite track from the album?
I would say my favourite track would have to be Forget About.
Okay.
It's just such a beautiful, intimate little song. I'll give you a couple of lines. I'll speak them out. You made me forget about have, want, and exert, and all of a sudden I feel proud for being without saying a word.
Whoa.
So it's just like
poetic.
These beautiful little poetic couplets.
Yeah.
Very Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell-esque.
Does she sing in English or German?
English.
Wow.
So, it's
talented.
Perfect English. She plays nylon guitar as well.
Of course she does.
Nylon string guitar. And it's basically just her and a guitar for most of the album.
Wow.
There's a little bit of strings sort of on the last track, I think. But other than that, it's just her and a guitar.
Go, Robbie.
I know. Yeah.
Digging up mum's old recordings.
Yep. And it's just incredible that he did that.
That's a secret fantasy of mine, finding something that my parents are really talented at, but they've hidden from me for years. I don't think I'm ever going to.
Yeah, but it is a secret fantasy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry to be a downer, but did she pass away by the time
she
released?
Didn't. No, she's still alive.
Oh, wow.
But the thing is, like, she hasn't given any interviews.
Really?
She hasn't performed live. This is all just an album that kind of emerged. She's living her life, like
she's
doing whatever she's
doing. Probably a grandmother by now.
Probably, yeah.
That's great.
And her son just wrote these beautiful little note sort of in the album. It's just like, Sybil is a star who chose to shine for her friends and family instead of the whole world. With the release of the CD, I hope to finally share the full radiance of her power with you. So that's...
Oh.
The album just speaks for itself.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's so
nice. It's beautiful.
That's so beautiful. A son writing about his mother in that way. That's just...
So he released it for her.
That's just...
Like,
it warms my heart.
Oh,
yeah.
My heart is so warmed. You could cook marshmallows over my heart right now.
Delicious.
You can listen to it on Bandcamp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Streaming on Bandcamp.
It is, yeah. And you can also buy it digitally on Bandcamp if you like it.
But we're streaming...
Yeah.
Streaming segment.
Exactly.
We
can stream it on Bandcamp.
Now, Sam, what have you got for us?
I've got something that's pretty musical, although it's not music per se. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
I finished watching The Get Down recently, which is a fantastic show all about DJing.
Yeah.
And I saw there's a ton of other music stuff on Netflix.
Okay.
One of my favorites is The Art of Organized Noise.
Okay.
Oh.
It's an hour and a half documentary about these three hip-hop producers from Atlanta, Georgia in the U.S., and they were massive in making Southern hip-hop like a big thing.
Okay.
Like they worked with Outkast, Dr. Dre, Goody Mob, a bunch of rappers in the 90s.
Okay. Yeah.
Because in terms of popular hip hop, all you had in the 80s was like East Coast and West Coast rap.
And
rap
that was
from,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Rap from the South, like Houston, New Orleans, and Atlanta. They were very much underground. And they were the first to give Outkast a chance. They produced all of their first album and basically got them where they are today.
So what does the documentary explore? It explores their role in a lot of this music?
Yeah, yeah. It's about their creative process. But you also get a really clear picture of their character, what each of them like brought to the table in terms of music and how they collaborate. Like they really started at nothing. They started in just like a basement called The Dungeon.
Oh,
where
really?
They did not see sunlight for weeks at a time.
Wow.
And these people like Andre 3000 from Outkast, who would go on to make Hey Ya and all those crazy songs, they would go there and just make tunes. They were fantastic musicians.
That's incredible.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they had like, in terms of their music, they had connections with like famous jazz musicians. Their parents played in soul bands, so they put a massive emphasis on like samples from soul and R&B.
Okay.
Yeah. And they just got really refined with their sampling. They were the first to include like tiny little micro samples of music at certain places just to get a certain sound.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So, do they provide the music for the doco?
They sure do.
What?
Oh, wicked.
It's just like a smorgasbord of different genres of instrumental hip hop. You get like big electronic beats as well as more down-tempo stuff. So it's great to just chill out to, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and what an interesting story as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's really nice.
I think when you mix interesting stories with cool music, it's always going to be a good time.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's all, like, it feels like soul food when you watch it as well. You get interviews from all these people who are just, like, legendary, and also interviews with these people's mums.
Oh.
And it's very nice and sweet, and it's very nostalgic. I think it's a really cool thing.
There's two beautiful pieces of nostalgia today for Swimming Upstream.
Yeah, we've gone back a bit.
So we've got The Art of Organized Noise, that's on Netflix.
Yes, it
and
is.
And then we've got Sybil Bay's new album, not new, very old album.
Very old, but kind of new.
Colour Green, and that's streaming
that's
on Bandcamp.
That's on Bandcamp, yeah.
Lads, what a great selection. I've got to make an honourable mention as well here.
Okay,
I'm not
going
to include it necessarily in our rundown, but an honourable, very quick mention to an Icelandic drama that I've just started watching. Because I'm pretentious and cool. It's on SBS On Demand. It's called Trapped. Now, I've had this recommended to me by a few people. Being dyslexic, it throws me a bit, the names. I can't sound out the names. I can't figure out the names.
Right.
So I just have to know them as police guy, guy in coat, kid one, kid two, because I can't really figure out the subtitles in that respect.
Yeah,
but it
enough.
Is so interesting so far. It's kind of like a body has been found, well, a torso has been found in a fjord in the middle of winter and everyone's stuck in the town and we're trying to find the murderer. I'm only an episode deep. Because I couldn't get past just the one. I had to then take a break, breathe, relax, and this was only yesterday.
It's like a very intense show.
Very intense and super cool and very Scandi and, you know, Icelandic and very wintry. Everything's white.
Mm.
It's a beautifully shot. Nice. The way they shoot kind of this beautiful picturesque town in such a glum and gloomy way is quite interesting.
Sounds like a great setting for a mystery.
And I quite like... what do they speak in Iceland?
Icelandic.
Is that the technical name for the...
I think it is, yeah.
I'm pretty 99% sure.
I'd say Icelandic as well. But the Icelandic language is actually quite beautiful to listen to, I've decided as well. It's really, really, really pretty to listen to. So there we go, Trapped. It's on SBS On Demand.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I'll definitely check that out.
The way you've described it reminds me of Fargo, like where that's set.
A little bit. Yeah. And everyone's kind of on this big passenger terminal ferry from Denmark. So there's a bit of Danish in there as well. And it's all very cool. Very subtitled. I like how SBS put their subtitles in yellow.
Yeah.
It always just makes me feel
Actually watch it.
I do like it. So there we go. Trapped. That's on SBS On Demand, guys.
Awesome.
Honourable mention. Gentlemen, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.
See you, Jess.
Chris and Sam, they're two of our wonderful producers with Swimming Upstream. Their picks for this week, Sybil Bayer's Colour Green, it's streaming on Bandcamp, and The Art of Organised Noise, a doco on Netflix.